The governor's amendment to Democratic Senator George Barker's bill would have required a court order for children to transfer to a school in the kinship provider's district. But Barker says that was opposed because the lengthy legal process intimidates most families.
And they particularly have some trepidation about it in many instances, because if you go to a judge and have the judge give the court order, let's say, you know, you've resolved your situation 6 months later, how do you then get it undone? You're now having to go back to that judge and get that, that court order untangled at that point. And you're having to trust that the judge is going to make the decision that you think is best at that time.
But family lawyer and Democratic delegate Scott Serville says a court order instead of a power of attorney may be inconvenient but is necessary. For instance, a mother who's an addict could place her child with a relative while she's in rehab.
If mom decides that rehab just ain't for her, she could check out of rehab, walk into the school, say, I revoke my power of attorney, give me my kid back, even though she's still high on drugs. And the school legally would be required to give the child to that mother.
Serville also says some families have tried to change custody so that the child could move to a preferred school. He says a judge helps assure that the reasons are legitimate. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.